Today on our podcast, the M word, Micron. The microchip maker's desire to build a facility about 20 minutes from here brought the President of the United States to our campus a year and a half ago. It led us to create a Micron-related degree program, and now we are building the Micron Cleanroom Simulation Lab on our campus. Today on our podcast, we're talking about many things Micron-related and meeting students who have been selected for paid internships at Micron. Well, welcome to Chatting About College, a podcast originating from Onondaga Community College in Syracuse, New York. My name is Roger Marabito. We record our conversation in the studios of our Broadcast Media Communications degree program. It's located in the Whitney Applied Technology Center on our campus. Well, joining us today for the first part of our conversation, we have three people we are really excited to have here today. Haley Warren, she's the Assistant Director of Early College Pathways here at OCC. Haley, hello.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. And we have two outstanding students with us. They're in our PTEC program. We'll talk a little about PTEC in a moment. But first, we welcome in Will Appleton. Will, hello.
Hello, Roger. Thank
Hello.
You. Glad to be here.
Awesome. And also, you enjoyed that. And also, Vincent Hubbard.
Hello.
Do you like Vincent or Vince?
Just Vincent.
Just Vincent. We got that. So, Haley, let's start with you. How would you describe PTEC to someone? What is it? How it works?
Yeah. So PTEC stands for Pathways in Technology, Early College, High School. And it's basically a program that students start out in eighth grade. They get recruited starting in ninth grade. They start taking coursework toward a certain pathway, hopefully earning an associate's degree from OCC. We have Oswego PTEC, and then we've got Syracuse City School District PTEC. They work toward degree programs in mechanical technology, electrical technology, computer information systems, and health information technology. And the big one, the big Micron one, electromechanical or ELM. And they take college courses throughout their high school career, starting 10th grade, summer of 10th grade. They do College Credit Now coursework, so they're taking courses at the high school, and then they're coming up to OCC usually during their junior year, taking classes here anywhere from 3 to 7 credits all the way up to full-time if, you know, they're an advanced student or not. And then they have 6 years total to complete a degree, but we do see a lot of our students completing in 5 years, so 1 year after high school graduation.
That's great.
That's PTEC in a nutshell.
That was really good.
Thanks.
And students who do well in this, they're really in demand in the workforce, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. So we work with quite a few different industry partners to get students job placement. And Oswego County, which Vincent and Will are both Oswego County students, they have almost 100% job placement with industry in Oswego County, in Onondaga County, Cayuga County. So we work with lots of people there. And then a lot of them will also transfer off. So we're seeing a lot more students transfer to 4 years after completing their associate degrees as well. And then Micron's coming into the picture. So we're looking at that. They're looking at us as a feeder, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. So that's a perfect segue to our students. Oh, that was well done. We practiced.
I did.
Will Appleton,
yes.
You're from Central Square High School.
I am.
Tell us how you got involved in the PTEC program, which has led you to an opportunity with Micron this summer in Virginia.
So it's actually a funny story. I heard about PTEC when it first opened up, when it first became a thing. After a elementary school play, I think I was talking to Mr. Heffron, who happened to be there. He was a principal at the time. And he said, hey, he was talking to my father throughout the play. And he was like, hey, you know, we have this program called PTEC. You should look into it. So that was when I first heard about PTEC. I looked into it for a while. I started knowing people, like seeing people I knew go into PTEC, and was like, that's exactly what I wanted to do. So all throughout middle school, I knew that I wanted to go into PTEC. And then the minute it came up in eighth grade, I applied. There was a presentation in eighth grade. Our principal at the time stopped by and he gave a speech about what PTEC is and the benefits and what it looks like. And I was like, yep, perfect. And signed up immediately.
That's great. So Vincent Hubbard, you're from Fulton High School.
Yes, I am.
Tell me about how you got interested in PTEC. What was that whole process like for you?
Well, as Will said, there was a presentation at the at our high school. I learned about it through there.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied and got accepted after I did my interview. And I've been in PTEC ever since.
Hmm. And you're both electrical technology that you're –
No, I'm mechanical.
You're mechanical.
I'm electrical.
All right. Will's electrical.
Yes.
Vincent's mechanical. Fantastic. So – and Will, you graduate from Central Square this year.
Yes,
and
I do.
Vincent, are you done at Fulton this year as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about the whole Micron thing, each of your stories, like why you decided to apply and – You know, why one of you chose Virginia and one of you chose Idaho? Vince, I'll let you start.
Well, I heard about it through one of our teachers, Ms. Ruiz, who had heard about it from Will when he went to a presentation about it. And it was a great opportunity. So I applied, did one interview, got rejected. But then I did a second interview and I got accepted. And I'm going in June.
That's fantastic. And you're going to Idaho, right?
Yes, I am going to Idaho.
How you feeling about that?
Pretty excited.
Yeah. So how do you find out? Is it a call? Is it an email? How do you know you've been chosen?
I got a call on Friday, actually. I was super excited, called my parents immediately, told them about it, and that's basically it.
That's a great opportunity.
You didn't call me, though.
Yeah, I didn't call me.
I just found out.
Oh, that's hurtful.
I know.
Oh.
I told you immediately.
I know.
I told Ms. Ruiz to tell you immediately. But
so, Will, how about you? Tell me about why you applied, what your interest was.
So I was interested in Micron since the news broke. I mean, we had the president here to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew it was going to be a big deal. I've had my eye on it for a while. And as soon as I saw the posters around and I got a text from someone mentioning the Micron internship, and I was like, okay, immediately I jumped on it and I applied. Then I found out about the conference, the like meeting here at OCC where it narrows – what happened is there's a QR code that you would scan and it narrows the resumes that they look at for you only in comparison to other OCC students. So it significantly makes the pool smaller that they're looking at, so there's a higher chance that they're actually going to look at your resume. If you don't do that, all the resumes are sorted by AI first and then – a human will go through and look at the AI's top picks and say yes or no. So I applied after this meeting and I got an interview set up within about a week. And then I had the interview and it was a fantastic interview. It was with a guy named Brian. He was super nice, wonderful interview. And within 24 hours, they called me back and said, hey, we'd like to offer you the job. We'd like to move forward with your application. That's the exact words they used. And I was thrilled. And so they were like, we just discussed the relocation support, which they do offer full relocation support. They offer travel, like a travel fund every month. Pretty much all your needs are met by them, plus the pay hourly.
And you're going to Manassas, Virginia, right? But
yes.
you had a special reason for choosing Virginia rather than Idaho.
Yes, I'm actually from Virginia originally. My mother grew up, was born and raised in Virginia, and I spent the first couple years of my life in Virginia. We moved up here when my father, he became disabled and he had to move here. He was in the Navy. He was an electrical technician in the Navy. But and Virginia is very close to me. I have a lot of friends still in Virginia. My oldest friend, who I've known since birth, is in Virginia. So I really do. I love that place. And as soon as I got the opportunity to move there for the summer, absolutely. That's a win-win. Micron and Virginia.
Awesome. I wonder how both of you feel about the fact that it's almost like you've gotten this lottery ticket that you've scratched off and you're a winner because you're getting the foot in the door at Micron. They're going to be here someday and you'll have an advantage whether you want to work at this facility or
it's like Willy Wonka's golden ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. That's exactly how it feels. When I finally got that I had the position, I called everybody I knew. It was just like the scene from Willy Wonka. I ran out of my lab and just started calling people. I was so excited.
And Vincent, how are you feeling about it all?
I got the call and I immediately was I told my brother and sister. I called my parents. I waited until today to tell Miss Warren.
How rude. That's all right. At least I know.
Yeah.
I didn't have to listen to the podcast to find out.
Just like Will, it feels like getting a golden ticket.
Haley, it's got to make you feel pretty good to see what these students are going through. And it's really a testament to the power of PTEC, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, starting back when they were in eighth grade, they got recruited into the program. They applied, sat through an interview, you know, had to write some essay questions, interviewed with people in both education and industry, made it through probably 60 to 70-ish applicants back then.
Wow.
I mean, they're up to like 90 to 100 applicants now for every cohort. But I mean, everything is covered, right? So we have this awesome internship opportunity through Micron, but these students in PTEC, those advantages started when they started with PTEC. So all of their college courses are covered 100% as long as they pass them. Books are covered. Food is covered, right? We get lunch, breakfast, sometimes dinner if we stay late. Transportation is covered in a time when you hear all about student loans and as someone who has a bunch of them, if I could have been in a program like this, like that is the golden ticket like you talked about. It's a great opportunity. So to do that and then have this Micron opportunity is huge. And I'm just really, really proud of these two for trying it out and doing it and getting their foot in the door and broadening that worldview, right? Getting to go far and then hopefully one day maybe coming back home if that's in the cards. I just think that's really, really exciting.
Also, PTEC, the experience of PTEC itself is wonderful. It's a much smaller smaller team that you're going to be working with. It's a small community compared to your average high school. And, you know, people who are scared about leaving, they're not going into their normal high school and instead going to PTEC. PTEC is amazing. I have never met a more passionate team of teachers than I had. Haley Warren is great to help me through my first years of college. And every year you begin having an unprecedented amount of freedom in your life. It like increases exponentially every year. And that's really cool because now I have so much more freedom than seniors back at my high school because I'm predominantly a college student.
I also think it's nice because I know someone that came in with me and it was great. I knew someone that was here, but I also now know a lot more people than I would have back at my home high school in Fulton. And I think that's just really great.
Well, Vincent Hubbard, Will Appleton, we're so happy for you both. And we can't wait to hear stories in future years about your experiences and watch you progress up the food chain and do well for yourself. So congratulations to both of you.
Thanks for having us. It's been great.
And Haley Warren, thank you as well.
Thanks, Roger.
They are proof that you're doing great work.
I try.
And thanks as well to our Broadcast Media Communications degree program for use of their studios here on campus. And thanks to you for listening. I'm Roger Mirabito, and this has been Chatting About College from Onondaga Community College.